American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
One of the biggest problems that we had back then was the screwworm.
That's John Barton, who grew up working on a southern Texas ranch, talking about the challenges of the 70s and reminiscing about the screwworm.
We had that problem with the calves that were born hitting the ground. First thing the cows do, they lick that calf, right? They clean it up, you know, and then they pull that navel. And before you knew it, man, you had screwworms on the navel on the calves. We had to clean that up real good, and we washed it up and dried it up. And then they had a medicine. We called it Old 62. It was a black medicine. They call it the 62, I guess. That was the name of the medicine. And then we would put that medicine in there to control and kill all everything else once we cleaned it out. Got him back on his feet, and then we gave him a vaccination. So those are the experiences that I went through when I was a boy, you know, with my dad doing all that stuff, man. And it was a big problem.
John says there are other things he specifically remembers while growing up on the ranch.
They were developing the sterile fly, and the airplanes would fly over all the ranches down here in Duval, and they'd throw those boxes, right? And those boxes looked like a target. You know, there were white boxes, but with a target for shooting. And those boxes would hit the ground, and it would open up, and all the sterile flies start moving out, you know, and then that's what kind of controlled it.
He says growing up on the ranch is a wealth of experience for his operation today.
So I experienced all that when I was a young man with a fever tick, the screwworm fly, vaccination programs for brucellosis was another problem we had that we had to be very careful with, and, you know, black leg. I mean, you got to have those calves vaccinated, or they're going to get that black leg, you know, so that was one of our deals. We all vaccinated early March, you know, took care of all the calves, and then the calves are falling in between. We catch them and vaccinate them too, and did what we have to do with them to protect them from that disease, from blackleg.
That's John Barton, AgriLife Extension Agent in Duval County, Texas. And now with more cattle news here on AgriLife, here's Patrick.
Bill, this cattleman is really involved in the industry.
Because of that, I ended up doing a lot of things with the cattlemen's organizations.
That's Jim McCann, a cattleman in southwestern Missouri. He's been in the cattle industry for decades, and when he got started, he could see some regulations creeping up and wanted to get more involved in the cattle industry.
And my son was president of Missouri Cattlemen in 2010. I was president of Missouri Cattlemen in 2014. And now I'm doing a lot of stuff with the NCBA. I actually sit on the committee that is writing a sustainability document for the entire beef industry. We're trying to keep the doors open. Truthfully, we need to tell our story. And I spend a lot of time just going around talking to people, telling our story.
And that's what Jim McCann is focused on, telling the story of sustainability to anyone who crosses his path.
No, I am. My son works 2 days a week in town. He's an orthotist. My other son is a heavy equipment mechanic that actually works out of our shop, and plus they work on the farms too. And we're backgrounding steers right now. So
why sustainability is so important, Jim McCann?
By the year 2050, the world population is going to explode. How are we going to feed them?
It's all about producing beef for the world.
In the year 2050, we're going to have to produce the same amount of food that has been produced in the last 8,000 years for that year. So I tell young people all the time, guys, you don't realize how unique, how special you are, because you have some knowledge of how to create food. In another 20 years, you're probably going to be in the 1 percentile of world population that knows how to produce food.
It's a huge responsibility, said Jim McCann. Now this.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
It develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.